The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Why work from home when your office could be in Yellowstone? 2021 will be the year to rediscover the outdoors. Mid-America RV is your gateway to adventure with their diverse selection of travel trailers, fifth wheelers, teardrops, and toy haulers. They have the right size RV for any vehicle, all covered by their exclusive RV warranty forever. Game days, remote work getaways, and family vacations are all better in an RV from Mid-America RV. Experience travel like you never have before. Find out more from MidAmericaRV.com. Hello, Milo.
Great job on the ad read. I didn't even mess with you. I said that I wouldn't. So, man of my word, look at me go.
I still laugh at the same part every single time. People that listen to this should listen back to the beginning of each episode that I've done these, because I laugh at the same part every time and I don't know why. I don't know what it is. RV forever gets me. I don't know. I don't know
what it is. It's hard to say.
RV forever. Well, yep. It's a little late, but we are recording after the first round of the NFL draft, and I cannot believe that it is here. It has happened. We have a lot to talk about. We have a lot of things to discuss because a lot of things went differently than expected.
Boy, did they. I put out like a mock draft on Monday, and usually I feel pretty good about my mock drafts. This one was shit. It was so bad. Starting with pick three, everything went downhill from there. But yeah, a lot. I'm glad that it is here. I'm glad that it's also over. Second round's a little bit more exciting for me. Like day two, you get round two, round three.
Yeah.
Not as stressful. You don't have to worry about like trolls on Twitter and all that stuff. So day two is really where it's at.
Yeah. I'm glad we made it through day one without too much. I don't know. Like it wasn't like chaotic. It was just like, it just seemed like a blur kind of, if that makes sense. Like it almost just like, wait, what just happened? It almost doesn't feel real. There was a lot of like weird stuff going on, but there was a little normalcy in the sense that Roger Goodell shows up and there are just tons of boos. That was the one thing where we were like, we're back. And I actually kind of love that he was like egging it on.
Right. I think that he's finally learned to like lean into it.
Like, yes.
You know what? I'm just going to pretend like these are all cheers and that this is how they show their affection for me. So bring on the boos. I don't care. I love it.
Yeah. And everyone was like, oh, cringe. I was like, I actually kind of found this to be entertaining.
Yeah. I think that he's worth like a couple mil. I don't think he cares about some boos. And you give me that much money, I will walk up there every single year and get booed relentlessly. I don't care.
You want to know something else? I sometimes think too, that some fans don't even know why they boo him. You know what I mean? Like, I think there are some fans that are just like, oh, that's what you do is you boo the commissioner. Uh-huh. But I don't think they realize like why. You do it.
First time at the NFL draft and everybody else starts doing it. So you're just like, yeah.
You just feel the pressure. Yeah. You're like, yeah, I'm going to boo.
Fuck that guy. Hate him.
Yeah. Okay. So first two went as expected. Number one, Trevor Lawrence. We've known that since he was in high school. That was going to happen. We just didn't know what team it was until this year, obviously. But that happened for him. Then Zach Wilson to the Jets. Normal. Then... the San Francisco 49ers selected Trey Lance. You got to see my reaction live because we actually were on a Zoom call.
Excited.
I was so excited. I had fully come to terms with the fact that we were taking Mac. I was not happy about it. That's not what I would have chosen. But I was like, okay, just accept it. We're going to be fine. Shanny's going to do what he does and that's going to be it. I mean, we'll let Matt address the fact, obviously we're missing Matt. Sorry. I didn't even mention that we are missing Matt. He will be back with us next week. We'll let Matt address the $1,000 donation, that he pledged, But I did just want to say the reason that people thought that Mac Jones was going to be the pick is that's what they were allegedly told. Mm-hmm. Okay. Not what they just made up and wanted to push a narrative. But I watched.
Who would do that?
Who would do that? I watched.
Not 49er fans.
Yeah. I watched Kyle Shanahan's interview after the pick. And he was like, I was in Mexico when we traded for the number three pick. And we knew that we were high on Trey. And then I saw that people were talking about the Mac Jones thing. And he's like, it's not my job to correct that. And if other teams think you're doing that, why would I say it differently? Why would I go out of my way to do that? Mm. And he was like, and we just let it go.
Yeah. Let it build.
So I do think we have to own the fact that, like, okay, the narrative that the Niners don't leak things, kind of accurate. Kind of
might
true.
Be back.
That yeah. was airtight. I mean, they said like the staff around them didn't even know until it was just John and Kyle.
Yeah. And I do wonder, because there's been reports all week of like the front office or like some scouts and people in the front office really liked Trey Lance, but Kyle wanted Mac Jones. I do wonder if that is still true. If they were finally like able to convince him and be like, you know what, this guy's really athletic. He has a strong arm. I know you just want somebody to run your offense, but like think of what your offense could look like if you have Trey Lance at quarterback. I think it's a really good pick. I didn't ever understand the Mac Jones stuff. I did buy into it as well. I thought that was going to be the pick, but Trey Lance is a perfect fit and he might not be ready year one. We'll see. Maybe they just ride with Jimmy G for another year and, you know, he tries to ball out and get himself a new deal somewhere else. But, you know, maybe Trey Lance takes over. We didn't think Justin Herbert would be ready year one. And then week two, he took over and he looked really good.
Yeah. I don't buy into the narrative that Trey Lance is going to be rusty and all of that and is going to need some time. Like of course, I do think that Jimmy's the starter, but I do eventually think that Trey takes over next year. And I think also people are forgetting that this guy literally didn't throw an interception in a college football season. Okay. Regardless of where he plays, that is incredibly impressive.
Yeah.
And like, it also was out of his control that he didn't play this year. That's the other part that bothers me. It's like, okay, your knock on him can't be that he didn't get to play or that he didn't play because it wasn't like he opted out. Like he legitimately like made a point to play a single game even and to have multiple pro days. Like he just focused on what he could control. And I'm so happy that that was the pick because obviously that's the pick I wanted them to make. I mean, I tweeted out Trey Lance or bust in March when they made this trade.
He was your QB too.
Yeah.
Right?
I wanted him. I wanted him so bad and he's on my team and I'm going to sleep so soundly tonight because that is the case. But I have to wonder if the Kyle thing was them just like messing with the media. I really think they like,
maybe.
I honestly think that they took this opportunity to kind of make a point of like, hey, maybe make sure you have the facts before you run with something and like really led that narrative on. Like, I think at first they were letting it go and then they really like pushed for that even as early as today because of the 40 or the Aaron Rodgers thing, which by the way, we should talk about before we get to the rest of the draft. Let's just talk about that. Let's just take a moment. I, as a 49ers fan and someone who did not like Aaron Rodgers for a very long time, I've told you guys since he's been on the Pat McAfee show, I love him. He's turned over a new leaf. Love that he's engaged. Love that he's at Disney World, like in a Disney adult. Okay. Like
doing the Jeopardy stuff.
Yes. I love this new version of Aaron Rodgers. And the fact that he decided today of all days, a year after the Packers decided to take a quarterback to be like, oh, by the way, this whole thing that I've been sitting on about how I am not happy here, we're just going to let everybody know that today.
Right.
I loved it. I loved every minute of it. He played the part for an entire year of like, I'm not petty. I'm not petty. I'm not petty. King of petty. Drop that bomb.
Yeah. And then he came back to reality and it's like, we know you're petty. And now you're just reproving it to us.
It was beautiful. I mean, the execution, everything. I obviously said earlier today, like, I would take him as my quarterback. There's no doubt in my mind. Like, they were like, hey, you have to give up Trey Lance. I'd be like, ooh, sorry, Trey, loved you for a long time. But, like, this last 10 minutes.
This is proven very good quarterback.
Yes, yes.
Who's going to play for a couple more years. It's not like, I know he's old, and they drafted his replacement in Green Bay, but I still think he's got, like, 4 or 5 good years left in him if he wants to play.
So my question for you is, where do you think he actually ends up?
Now I have no idea.
On Jeopardy.
Now I don't know. Jeopardy. Even that's a rumor, because, you know, it's like, you know what? Screw you guys. I'm not going to play. I'm going to go do Jeopardy for a year and make $10 million where I'll be just fine. And then I'll come back the following year and force you to trade me. We saw like Brett Favre do it.
I'm retired. Yeah, I was just going to say, was it you that tweeted they've been to retire, unretire, retire, unretire?
Yep.
Then go to the Vikings. Like, that would make sense. Like, the Vikings would, like, sort of make sense. I don't think he would do that, but that'd be kind of comical if that was, like, the path he went on. But I mean, there is a possibility that he could just say whatever, but also there was a meme out there. This is horrible. One of my friends told me. It was like, if the Packers really think that they're going to, like, win a standoff with Aaron Rodgers, like, he doesn't even speak to his own mom. So,
like, I was like, exactly.
Whoa. I mean,
He will burn some bridges. He does not care. If he's not calling mom on Mother's Day, he can walk in that office and be like, I don't know who the owner is, but screw all you guys. Yep. I'm out of here. Send me to Denver.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Denver is the likely option.
That's kind of where I'm leaning. I think
that was on his reported list. His list was Denver, the Raiders, right? And the 49ers. I would be really sad. I mean, you should be sad if it's the Raiders more than me, but.
Yep.
Because they probably can't really draft. But yeah, so that's going to be an interesting.
The Broncos scare me the most, actually. Like, because I think they are a quarterback away. And if they do manage to get Aaron Rodgers. And I think with San Francisco, we were talking about it earlier today. You know, with some other guys, like, what are they going to give up for Aaron Rodgers? You don't have a first round pick in 2022 or 2023. So Trey Lance, I guess you would trade him after a rookie year or maybe after the league year starts. But I think if you're Denver, you give up a couple first round picks. Who cares? You're going to get Aaron Rodgers back. And even as a Chiefs fan, you know, I'm not stupid. I know that if you get Aaron Rodgers in Denver, you're a Super Bowl contender. You're fighting for that AFC West title, and that might be good enough to put you in the Super Bowl. So if I'm John Elway, I'm still looking at it and saying, you know what, how can we make this happen? Doing it like 4 hours before the NFL draft, probably a tough spot. Hard to negotiate for a Hall of Famer with 4 hours to go until you're on the clock. So I don't think it's over yet. I know a lot of people are kind of like, well, the first round went by, he didn't get traded. Doesn't matter. Still do it. And if the reports are true that he's, you know, walking in the office and being like, I'm done, trade me, cut me, whatever you want, but I'm not coming back to Green Bay.
He said that he thought last night that he was going to be a 49er.
Yeah.
I was
and wanted them to take that offer. And...
Oh, God. That kills me. Like, once again, as a 49er fan, you don't get Aaron Rodgers.
Uh-huh. I did tweet out, like, they could have traded that 2021 first round pick, 12 overall, a 2022, a 2023, and had Aaron Rodgers, but instead it was looking like they were going to get Mac Jones. It's not too bad now that they have Trey Lance, but, like, man, if they gave up the same to get Mac Jones that could have had Aaron Rodgers, 49er fans should have revolted. But I do like Trey Lance. I think that is a really good pick by San Francisco. I think it was smart. I think you're probably right that Kyle Shanahan was like, you believe these idiots actually think that we're going to take Mac Jones? Like, who put that out there? Why is this the report? I don't like those guys anymore.
Yeah, I think they leaned into it. And I mean, we'll let Matt obviously speak to that to give more detail on, like, the background of it and the people that he talked to. Because I do think it's interesting. And I don't remember a time where people were so confident in the fact that that was going to be the pick and then it wasn't.
Isn't it crazy that people were so confident? And I know that Trey Lance came on late. But, you know, a week ago, people were so confident with Justin Fields or Mac Jones. And we weren't really talking about Trey Lance. I know that it was, like, kind of reported, like, you know what? There are actually people that like Trey Lance in the front office. But everybody was talking about Justin Fields. Everyone was talking about Mac Jones. And they did take Trey Lance.
You know what I think happened? So when they originally traded for this pick, I think they had Mac in mind. And then I tweeted about Trey Lance. And then Kyle and John Lynch were like, you know what? Let's go with Paige. She probably watched more of Trey Lance than anybody. So let's let her decide. And that's probably what happened. That'd be my guess.
Kyle Shanahan probably walked in the office and he's like, you're never going to believe this, but I found a real diamond in the rough. I've got a scout. She doesn't even know it yet, but she said, this Trey Lance kid, I haven't really heard of him, but I think that's who we need to go with.
Yep.
I do think that it probably was something similar to that, but maybe not your tweets. Yeah. But like they had Mac Jones in mind, and then kind of some of the scouts got to talking and were like, hey, we need Trey Lance. Let's go that direction.
Yeah. No, I love it. But I do feel a little, so let me rephrase that. I did feel bad for Mac because I was like, you know what? That would suck to have a fan base be like, I don't want you. I don't want you. I don't want you. And then you don't even go and get that money. Yeah. Like that's sort of a bummer.
You think you're going three and then you fall. But
then what we all sort of anticipated before this Mac Jones 49ers rumor that somehow Mac Jones would end up as a Patriot and he is with Bill Belichick. Just like Bill somehow did all of this. Like he orchestrated the whole thing. I'm convinced. Yeah.
I don't know if he's like a part of the Illuminati or what he's doing, but he's definitely doing something to get like the other Tom Brady type quarterback, that super smart, awkwardly built, slow white quarterback. And I'm sure Nick Saban was just raving about him. So it was interesting to me with Mac Jones being there. Obviously, guys like Justin Fields already gone. But even for them to go back to that kind of quarterback, it kind of felt like they really liked that Cam Newton athletic going to run quarterback. And that's not going to be Mac Jones. He's going to be more of the in the pocket guy. And I know he ran a fast 40 and he's a little bit athletic, but for the most part, he's going to be in the pocket and he is going to play closer to a Tom Brady style offense than he is a Cam Newton style offense for sure.
Well, and I think this is obviously a better fit for him in the sense that like, he does have time. Like I think pocket passers need a little bit of time to develop. And I think he is going to have that time with the Cam being there and also learning from Cam. You know, I think it worked out for him, but I think that whole scenario was just like kind of wild. And I sort of wonder like how much he knew, you know what I mean? Like, did he have phone conversations with the 49ers and think he was going to be taken? Like, I don't know. I'm sure people have asked him that this evening, but I just haven't seen it. I did see that somebody asked him if he had ever been to New England. And he said, yes, I went to Boston one time with my family when I was 10 and I actually almost lost a foot. And he said, I was wearing Crocs and it got stuck in the escalator.
Jesus. Maybe just be like only once, like one time for vacation, that's it, and then you can stop there. I do think that like with Cam, he might mentor him, he might not view him as much of a threat. You know, he might be like, I'll take this weird kid under my wing, like sure, listen to me talk.
Have you seen the pictures? You know, when Mac was still like sitting in the green room and people tweeted, they're like, when you get that first text from Cam and you can't read the decipher his text. And he uses
I haven't
his font.
Seen it, but I know what you're talking about. Because the whole time, what? He's just like, can we get this kid's vision checked?
They actually showed him on the phone. They like ESPN like flashed him and then like flashed away really quickly. And I was like, oh, yep, there he goes. Like we all thought that when as soon as it was their turn, I was like, it's happening.
Of course. We knew they were gonna be able to sit at 15 and get a quarterback. Just kind of had the wrong one.
Yeah.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom. noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So one of the biggest, actually the biggest theme of the first round was reunited and it feels so good. holy crap. There are a lot of people that are back with their like college football duos are back.
Yeah.
And what's so funny
you love this.
My heart just like,
I don't even have to ask.
I almost took out my mic. I was so excited. I am so happy. And it's not even just like all the ones that we like sort of anticipated, like the Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase one. Who else? What do we got?
There's the Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne.
That one was the unexpected one.
Staying together.
Tua and Waddle. And then.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Jalen Hurts and Devontae Smith.
Yeah.
There are so many.
There are. Like, even I was trying to put them in because I couldn't remember all of them. But yeah, I kind of forgot about Jalen Waddle and Tua for some reason. That's the one that I forgot about. But I do.
And Devontae Smith.
Yeah. But I wonder about Jalen Waddle going to Miami. Did he not say that Mac Jones was the better quarterback? Wasn't he one of the guys?
He did. No, wait. Was it?
I know Devontae Smith did. And I think Najee did. I don't know if Jalen Waddle did or not.
I think someone asked Jalen but cannot confirm. Don't want to put words in his mouth.
Right.
But I'm super happy for Travis Etienne. That is the person that I'm like most happy for besides like my usual prospects of I love them. Because I was very concerned about him falling significantly. Just because for some reason during this draft process, I mean, we've watched him play amazing football for the last couple of years, but there was a little bit of concern about like one, him being banged up. And then just like, I mean, Najee was obviously RB1 for us, but some people had Etienne above him and then swapped it after this year because he sort of had a down year. But I am so happy for him to be in the situation that he's going into. He literally gets to be with Trevor Lawrence again.
What if he finds out he's drafted by the Jaguars though? And he's like, shit, I thought I was getting away from Trevor Lawrence. What if they're actually like not friends?
I don't think they're like best buddies, but I think
probably not, but it's familiarity. Like
they're not like a Tua and a Jalen or anything like that. That's not the case. Joe and Jamar Chase, did you see the tweet that apparently Joe Burrow texted Jamar Chase this morning and said, pack your bags?
Oh, really? I didn't see that one.
Yeah. So again, all the feels, although I did really want them to draft an offensive lineman.
Yeah,
I'm still really worried.
At five to protect that knee that we all looked at and saw that scar. But we'll see. You know, there's still a lot of rounds left of the draft. So maybe on the flip here, they pick pretty early in the second round. Still a lot of good offensive linemen that are available. I think that's a position group that kind of slipped. And I know that even Thursday afternoon, it was like, oh, offensive linemen could be taken higher than you think. Actually, no. They all fell. Even Sewell, who's a guy who's like number two player on my big board, thought he might go number five, goes to seven. And then Rashawn Slater sees a fall. Vikings trade back. They get their linemen. A lot of these guys still available. So maybe the Bengals, for the first time in forever, have actually played the board the right way. And they're going to come out looking pretty good, depending on what they do Friday night in the second round.
Yeah. Out of all of the people that are back together, who do you think has the best season this next season?
I think I'm actually going to take the rookies. I think I'm going Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne. It's weird with the Etienne stuff, though. They had a 1,000-yard rusher last year as a rookie in Robinson, who kind of came out of nowhere. We thought he might be rookie of the year, and then they trapped Travis Etienne. So I know, obviously, it's a new group in there with Urban Meyer. And maybe he's going to use two running backs, but I do think that Trevor Lawrence is going to come in and he's going to be really good. And like the young receivers, the young quarterbacks, there's usually a little bit of a learning curve there. I think with the running back and Travis Etienne being so ready and Trevor Lawrence being so ready, those two guys really, I don't think there's going to be as much of a learning curve.
All right. I'm going to take Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase.
No way. Biggest shock ever.
I know.
Paige takes Joe Burrow.
Mostly because of Joe Burrow. If the offensive line plays better, if not, insert curse word there. So a lot, actually, there was a ton of feels. I actually did not, this is huge. I didn't cry. Until I thought it was going to be Najee Harris's selection, but I saw a video on Twitter of an interview of Najee, and he had a draft party this evening and invited children from the homeless shelter that he stayed at when he was a kid.
Oh, really? I did not see that.
And I literally started bawling. I'm going to cry right now. And then, of course, I cried when he was selected by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now I'm a Steelers fan. Uh-huh. Very, very excited. We've talked about this so much on this podcast. I don't want to like beat a dead horse here, but like, when I say that Najee is like the best like athlete / person I have ever met, like the combo, it's a fact. Like, no one has to tell him to do these things. No one is in his ear to do these things. This is just how he is. And like the fact that he didn't like pull up that story and like want to put it out there like way earlier, like he could have told everybody that he was doing this, like he's had this planned, and it was just like today, oh, this is happening because the news was covering he had like a morning workout this morning and the news was just covering the fact that he was having a draft party, and then I was like, oh, by the way, these are kids from the homeless shelter that I like stayed at when I was a kid.
I'm a big fan of him as well, on the field and off the field. I think that fit with the Pittsburgh Steelers is electric. And as a fan of an AFC team, makes me nervous. Not so much for this year. I think Big Ben sucks. But going forward, when they do get a future quarterback in there, you've got really good receivers. You've got a really good running back now. Maybe they can fix parts of the offensive line. The Steelers are just going to remain good. There's a reason why they've had three coaches in the last, 50 years. And Mike Tomlin getting Najee Harris. He's going to get his Le'Veon Bell back. But honestly, maybe better. I think Najee Harris can definitely be better. I hope they pay him. I hope they treat him right. I hope he gets that fifth-year option and maybe just extend him and don't give him the franchise tag. I don't know, though. Running backs in the first round. We saw two of them. I actually think it was cool also that we saw two running backs. I know that's a big trend. Yeah, don't take running backs in the first round. Well, these two are a little bit different. Mm-hmm. They are good, and I do think that they're worth a first-round pick. The Jaguars, a little bit interesting because I said earlier the Robinson thing, rushing for 1,000 yards. But with Pittsburgh, what better way to help your offense than to go out and get a running back like this? So I'm on board when good teams draft running backs.
Yeah, no, I was super happy. That was somewhere that we sort of like speculated that he was going to go regardless. And he's talked a lot about how he's been in communication with them and is very familiar with them. So looking forward to that and super excited for Steelers fans. Also, if there are Steelers fans on this podcast, like tell me what to do. What's our fan thing? Like, let me know all the like ins and outs because I know nothing about being a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, but like I'm absolutely
down. That's not going to go over well with your Buffalo Bills fandom.
I know, right? I feel bad. Look, I'm just going to be a fan of everybody.
You know what, though? If you cover, these players for so long, I find myself doing the same thing, though. And it's not like I like these teams, but there's a player on every single team where I'm like, man, I'm rooting for that guy. I like that player. And so it makes it tough. Even when I watch, the Raiders play, I'm like, man, I really liked Josh Jacobs or Foster Moreau. And there's all these players. And even the Chargers, the Broncos, it doesn't matter. It seems like one of them always gets one of my favorite players. Even watching the draft tonight, it's like, God damn, the Chargers are going to get Rashawn Slater. He's going to fall to them, and now they're going to get one of these perfect offensive linemen to protect their perfect quarterback that they just took, and they're making things more difficult for the Kansas City Chiefs. But I love the pick, so I have to root for it.
Yeah. No, it is. It's interesting because that happens to me with college basketball too, because obviously, I cover college football and basketball, and I find myself when I learn about a guy and their backstory a little bit. They are a good player on and off the court. I end up rooting for them and like following them wherever they go. That's just the nature of it, I think, at this point. But obviously, I'm a Niners fan, very excited for the Niners. But I you guys know Najee Harris is from the Bay, sweetest kid ever, very exciting stuff there. Another sweet moment, I believe it was Kwity Paye who was doing an interview live, and while he was doing the interview, he said that his mom doesn't have to work anymore and that she can retire. And like, she didn't know. And she like, it was the cutest thing I'd ever seen. Her little
she's
face.
Not she's going just, to work on Friday. That's
she's
for
like,
sure.
See ya. Bye. I mean, that's amazing. I would love to do that. That's,
I mean, that's the goal for a lot of these guys, you know, to let their parents retire, to set them up for future success.
I
find myself rooting for a lot of these guys this year. There's not any player that was drafted tonight where I'm like, oh, no, I don't like him. I'm rooting for probably all 32 players. I'm sure that there's somebody I'm forgetting who's like a real jerk.
I had to think. I don't think anyone's a real jerk. I don't think there's a lot of character issues in that first round. I mean,
even Mac Jones, I had him QB5.
Yeah.
I know he has 2 DUIs, but I'm still kind of rooting for the kid. I still want to see these guys be successful, even if he's a Patriot. And I also feel bad because everybody shit on him, but Kwity Paye and the mom moment. I'm sure there's a lot of other stuff like that, except for
it was Jamar Chase.
Jalen Waddle.
Was it Jalen Waddle? No, I thought it was Jamar Chase. They just got up and left.
I think it was Waddle because he immediately went and dapped up Patrick Surtain. And it was like, okay, you didn't hug mom, a brother, a dad, nothing. You immediately went and got your teammate, which is cool. I guess it goes to show that Alabama locker room runs pretty deep, but he stood up and he immediately walked.
It was Jalen Waddle.
He was done with it.
I forget which Alabama player it was, but one of them said that they loved the other as if their mom had them. And I was like, so like a brother, what an interesting way of saying
brother
it.
From another mother. Like, come on, you know what
brother,
it is.
I know, but they didn't say brother from another mother. I think that's a dated term or phrase, Mello.
Probably, but I'm old now. So I'm old.
Yeah, that's the best part of the draft is like seeing that. I was surprised that I didn't cry earlier. Like I said, I was very, very surprised that I was not in tears a lot sooner. I think because I was like still like so overwhelmed and like, wait, did we really take Trey Lance? Is this real life? I was like very much stuck in that like mode.
I think you did like a leg kick or there were feet involved. From you sitting at the desk. There were. I remember seeing it.
I stood up.
I think you did like a little kick thing.
Did I?
I think so.
It's kind of a blur. There were a lot of people
watching.
I'll have
to ask other people that were, yeah.
I honestly thought I was still muted.
No, you probably like saw the pic unmuted, did your little scream, and then reacted that strongly.
I was very surprised and very, very excited, I gotta tell you. Yeah.
I think a lot of people lost a lot of money with that bet tonight, and a lot of people made a lot of money with that bet tonight.
I should have bet that. But I was confident.
And if you got in early on it, I know one guy or a couple guys sent me a DM that they had got in on it early, like when the trade first happened, and they got a pretty good payout. I also saw one guy, I won't mention him, but he listens to this podcast, lost like $1,200 on a bet to me. That's tough. That's a lot of money to be losing. But I guess maybe if you have that much money, it's not that bad.
That's true. But yeah, I didn't gamble on the draft, although we did pick prop bets, which we do need to go and look and see which one of us did better.
That's true.
What should our wager be on that? Since we don't know.
Loser shaves their head. No, too much.
So no, I'm not going to shave my head. I think that's fair.
Well, I will see you in a month. We should do something then.
Let's do the one.
I'm not shaving anything.
I wasn't going to say shave. I was going to say
unless I'm using Manscaped, 2Guys20 for that code. I will do that, but that doesn't have to be a part of a bet. That is just common courtesy to the. I'm just going to stop there.
Okay. Yeah. No, I think I still want Matt to be the one to wear my Bucky's Alabama t-shirt. So that's, I'm going to still hold on to that one.
Yeah, hold on to that one.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe we should ask the people what each of us
I don't wear other teams' gear. I'd rather sing a song than put an Oklahoma hat on.
Maybe you like can't make Arizona jokes for like a whole year, or something like that. Haven't you seen that Friends episode? Actually, it's the best Friends episode, the one with all the resolutions where Chandler can't make fun of his friends. That's really? The like wager. Yeah. Yeah, actually, you should.
That would be tough for me.
That's what you should do. Yeah, that's what you should do tomorrow is watch that episode of Friends, the one with all the resolutions. Yeah. I really should know what season it is and what episode. I think it's episode 11, season 8, maybe?
You call yourself a fan.
Okay, relax. anyway, to finish this episode off, we are going to do best pick and biggest reach from the night. Mello, why don't you go first? Because I would like to discuss this pick that you have for best pick.
My best pick, I'm going with Justin Fields to the Chicago Bears. I really like this pick. I think it would have been easy for guys like Nagy and Ryan Pace to say, you know what, we're going to ride it out with QB1, Andy Dalton here. But they made a move and they were aggressive. And it wasn't the exact same numbers, but I remember a team in recent history coming up for their quarterback at number 10, and it worked out for them. And I really like Justin Fields. I think they needed to be aggressive. And this front office, this coaching staff, they're in win-now mode. They have to win or they might be fired. And so getting Justin Fields, I think, was a good fit. I think him playing in the NFC North is a really good fit, too, that strong arm, that athletic ability. This might keep them in a playoff contention for 2021. Because that division, the Lions are not going to be that good. They're rebuilding. The Packers might not have Aaron Rodgers next year. And Minnesota was a disappointment. With this one single draft pick, the Chicago Bears might be the leader for the NFC North next year.
Yeah, I love this pick. I'm happy for Justin Fields. But I am a little concerned about – I sort of feel like this is like a – Jets situation now they've turned over a new leaf and are taking care of the quarterback that they took, but I'm a little concerned that he's going to end up just getting destroyed based on coaching, not on anything else. And that kind of concerns me. And also I just like have a weird thing for Bears fans where I'm like, ugh, I don't want you guys to remember I like tried to be nice and give them Russell Wilson when we did that where would QBs land, like as just chaos thing. I'm happy for him because I do think he deserved a little bit more respect than he got during this draft process. Mm-hmm. So I hope it goes well for his sake, but I do think it was the best option and the Bears did what they needed to do to get him. So I loved it. I originally wrote Trey Lance here because obviously I didn't want to be a homer. But I'm going to change it to Rashad Bateman. I think I'm super, super excited that Lamar got a guy that one is just phenomenal, but also I think like a physical specimen that no matter the accuracy can get the ball.
Mm-hmm. So, it seemed like a no-brainer pick. It's like, don't screw this up. Don't try to get
cute. It was like, it's too perfect. It's too perfect. Please don't ruin it.
Yeah, I watched the draft tonight with a Green Bay Packers fan, and he was sitting here, and after the Browns didn't take a receiver, I think it was the Browns, he's like, okay, just have to get through the Ravens and the Saints, and then we can get a receiver. And then immediately after he said it, it's like, oh, the pick is in, and it's Rashad Bateman, and he did not handle that well. And then he got his hopes back up. The Saints come on the board. They pass. They don't take a receiver. And then he's just sitting there. Like, I feel like all Packers fans were like, we need to take a receiver, need to take a receiver. And they don't. They take a corner out of Georgia, which I do think is a good player. But it goes sometimes. Ravens fans, it seemed like looking at Twitter, they were very happy with it. I think it's a good pick as well.
All right. Now we're going to get a little negative. Biggest reach.
And I don't want to sound homer, but I think that people understand Alex Leatherwood to the Raiders seemed like a little bit of a reach. And we knew it was going to be the Raiders, We just didn't know what position or what college he was going to come from, but it makes so much sense. Like when I saw the pick, Alex Leatherwood to the Raiders, it didn't catch me off guard. It's like, okay, I should have saw this coming. This is my fault for not recognizing it. And it's nothing against Alex Leatherwood. This is a guy that a couple of weeks ago, I would have been happy with him going 31 overall to the Chiefs. But the thing is, we saw these offensive linemen falling down the board. And if you're the Raiders and you're looking at this and these guys are falling, they're slipping, trade back a couple spots. It doesn't have to be a lot. You know, we watched Tampa Bay last year flip one spot and say, oh, we'll take our offensive lineman at 14 instead of 13 or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why the Raiders continue to just sit at their spot and reach for these players. I hope Alex Leatherwood is good because I liked him in college. I hate that he went to the Raiders. But I don't understand their strategy, why they keep doing this, why they keep failing to move up or down the board.
Yeah, they don't play well with others, I guess. Tough. I don't necessarily think this is a reach. I just would have gone in a different direction. I think there were other players on the board that they could have chosen. And I went with the Giants taking Kadarius Toney. I would have taken Elijah Moore here. I just don't like Kyle Pitts hype. Great. We get it. Kadarius Toney. I know Matt's pretty high on him. I don't see it. I didn't think that was the best selection. Especially with what they're dealing with at the quarterback position, like maybe get more of a guaranteed deal here. So I would have gone with Elijah Moore, but yeah, my reach, which is not necessarily reach, just I probably wouldn't have taken him here, was Kadarius Toney.
Yeah, might have been able to trade back even a little bit further. But Dave Gettleman finally did it. That's something he does not do. He finally pulled the trigger and traded back in round one.
I love that the Patriots like didn't have to do anything. Like, remember how everyone was like, oh, they're going to trade up. They're going to trade up to get their quarterback. And Belichick was like, no, we're not going to do what we don't do.
Yeah, okay, we are who we are.
We're going to stick to that. But we're going to work
the Patriot way.
We're going to use some voodoo magic and Mac Jones is going to land with us.
Yeah. It's messed up, but who knows? I wonder if he'll even play in year one. Like, I bet he doesn't beat out Cam.
No, I don't even think they like, I don't know. Maybe they should play, but I think he might need a little time.
I wonder if they even give him the chance to like quarterback competition or whatever. Like, it's going to be very hard to beat out the quarterback that was there last year anyway, but I wonder if that's their strategy there. It's hard to tell. We've never seen Belichick have to take a quarterback in the first round, so we have no idea what his plan is. We don't know how he'll handle this. So that's another storyline that's just exciting to see that we're not used to.
Yeah, if you're a Patriots fan, though, are you happy with Mac? Like, I know 49ers fans were like, no, I don't want Mac, but thinking about it, I feel like a lot of them were like not mad about it.
I don't interact much with Patriot fans, like on Twitter or anything like that. We don't get a lot of questions about the Patriots. So I didn't even see any like big reactions tonight. Like with every other pick, I can scroll through Twitter and be like, all right, this is how your fan base feels about it. But I don't have a read on how the Patriots feel about this quarterback. I guess maybe you're just excited that you could get another competent young quarterback in there to take the place of Brady. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't know if they hate him like 49er fans did.
I think it was mostly just what we were giving up to get Mac is what 49ers fans were, not necessarily Mac himself. But I have a decent amount of friends from Boston, so I should reach out. One of my best friends does a Red Sox podcast, and I think his reaction was like the Michael Scott, the God, no.
Why?
Yeah, that one. Yeah. Which by the way, I should tell on this show, this is nothing to do with the draft, but I made a deal with somebody that I work with at Bleacher Report that I would watch 22 episodes of The Office if he watched the whole season of Bridgerton. And I just finished last week watching those 22 episodes of The Office. And my take is that I still don't think it's everything it's cracked up to be, but the episodes I watched, I did have some, there were some that I found funny. I think The Convict was one. The Dinner Party actually was one of my favorite episodes. I thought that was
hilarious. That is my favorite one. I think it's one of the best episodes in like TV history.
I thought it
makes everyone feel uncomfortable.
It is so funny.
No, when he takes that flat screen and pulls it out from the wall. Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to watch that episode tonight.
Yeah. No, you're watching the Friends episode than that. The one with all the resolutions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Season 8, episode 11.
That wink was so aggressive for the people listening. Melo just winked at me and was like, just a very.
Do you have to over-exaggerate it for the camera?
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do. That's what they teach you in acting school.
Did you go to acting school?
I did. I did 2 semesters there before I decided to change my major.
Wait, you didn't? Your like major at Pitt was at Pitt State? Sorry.
I was at a different college before. I spent
was it just like a. Was it like
no?
A...
I spent a year in New York actually doing it. I thought it's something that I wanted to do, and then I got a little homesick and came back home.
Are you messing with me?
I'm lying to you, but look at that acting. I don't need acting school.
I legitimately was like, how has this never come up?
Yeah, why would you not tell people that? Because it's not true. That's why.
That's like the final episode of Friends where they're all leaving and they're like, oh, do you realize at one point we all lived in this apartment? And Ross was like, no, actually I didn't. And it was Ross and Monica's grandma's apartment. And he goes, no, remember that summer you moved in with grandma to become a dancer? And he was like, all of these years and that never came up until now. So yeah, that's my last Friends reference after 6 of them. But wow, you
so
really
that's how they afforded the super expensive apartment.
Yeah, rent control
in New York. Okay. Yeah, I've seen that like meme floated around. All right, people will ask that question. It's like, yeah, that's a really good point. And I never knew. I guess it's hidden in the last episode.
Someone always, someone tallied up the amount of money that Joey owed Chandler over the course of the show, and it came out to $119,000.
Really? Mm-hmm. I love when people do that. Like another one of my favorite things is when they compare like different universes. Like they'll take the Steve Carell and be like, oh, this character from The Office or whatever. That's not a good one, but I love when they do that. Like Marvel's a big one.
Oh, I love the Marvel Universe. Big Marvel nerd, mm-hmm. which I'm surprised hasn't come up sooner.
Which I saw.
You saw what?
I saw like a couple days ago. It was the 2-year anniversary of, is it Endgame that came out? Is that the last one?
Yeah, Endgame. Mm-hmm. And ESPN tweeted about how it was Thanos snapped his fingers when actually that was Infinity War. And he, I'm not going to spoil it if you haven't seen Endgame.
I have seen it.
Have you seen all those movies?
I think so. I've seen all of the Avengers movies. Okay. I haven't seen all the like spin-offs. The individual ones.
Have you seen Ant-Man?
No.
You would love it. Well, first of all, I love Paul Rudd. You love Paul Rudd.
I know. Yeah.
Are you a Kansas City Chiefs fan? Like, who are you? Yeah. You've never even seen it. It was one of my favorites that I did not expect because my brother and I watched the. All of the, I think it's like 22 movies in chronological order during quarantine. So that was our fun deal.
What I should do. I should watch, like, I need to watch things chronologically or I get lost. Yeah. And I'm like, wait, what happened here? I tried it with Star Wars.
Oh.
That's like, I just watched them and like how they were released. I was like, this is fucked up. I don't know what's going on. And then I like researched or tweeted it out and was like, what order do I actually need to watch these movies in? Because I'm getting really confused. And then I rewatched them chronologically. And it was like, okay, that makes sense.
Well, I think that's our episode of the draft recap.
We're getting tired and random. That's what is happening here.
It is very
it's
late.
Officially Friday for me.
Our producer is going to do his best to get this all worked and set up for tomorrow. We appreciate you guys being patient with us on days that this stuff comes out, times that this stuff comes out. Hopefully now that the draft is going to be over by the time we record our next podcast. Oh my God, how crazy. All of the draft is going to be over by the next time we record.
On to the next one.
Follow us on Two Guys, a Girl Pod on Instagram, on Twitter. Please subscribe on YouTube. Subscribe. Leave us on Apple. Leave us reviews. Sorry for the random rants, but I'm sure there'll be more of them this summer when we don't have football to talk about. But maybe we can start previewing next year's college football season. That's what we should do.
Oh, yeah.
Melo and I will push for that very much so. And also we're going to start making our for sure tailgate tour plans.
Yep. We've rumored it. Now let's get to it.
We have one game decided.
We do.
But after that, we're not sure. So we'll let you guys know. But that's it from us. We need to go to bed. Good night, everyone.